Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Freedom!
Freedom.
Freedom!
Freedom. Freedom. Freedom.
Freedom!
Did you catch that I was doing old school sort of?
No.
You didn't catch?
Character play?
Well, not character play,
like
but like
animation. Like I'm big in Looney Tunes land. I do a lot of voice on Looney Tunes. I love the freedom. Like that.
That's
like
an interesting interp. Uh-huh. But what I was doing was, you remember how when they, with a song, if they wanted to like jazz it up a little bit, they would take something that already existed and they would either speed it up or slow it down.
Yeah.
Like what? Give us one example.
Like? Freedom.
Everybody put that in. Okay. Dance now.
And then I sped it up and I went, freedom, 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 freedom.
What if we put freedom onto existing songs?
Everybody dance now.
Freedom.
Kevin is.
Kevin's loving it. Like, no. Kevin's like, bopping along. He loves it.
Kevin just texted us, I've never actually heard a song, and that was really good.
Is this what song is?
Well, welcome to Threedom. This is what Threedom is. You. Definitely.
Yeah.
Two and a half people going nuts.
This is what Threedom means
person?
To me. Wait a minute.
Wait, we
How
want
do
to
you
call
know you're
and
the
half
them. Person? Maybe I'm the
I'm
half person.
Because I'm a woman.
She
Damn,
meant 2.66.
I'm a woman. Bow, bow, Why is that song so funny to me?
The crazy, feeling it, baby.
From Let's Go Girls.
Let's Go Girls.
To that riff, which is hilarious to
it's
me.
It's camp.
It is kind of camp,
it's,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Oh, it's it camp.
A man's shirt, shorts, skirts. Everything yeah, about,
every
it
part about it is great.
It's really funny to me.
Did you see her come out with Harry Styles?
I saw clips of that.
I saw a clip, but I didn't click it.
Why Whoa. Didn't you click on the clip?
Because I was just like, can't do this right now, can't do this right now. So yeah, 10 more like times, then I forgot.
Seeing there is a clip is almost the same as watching it.
I felt like I understood. Feel, yeah.
Like you get what happened.
When I see imagine. A movie poster, I'm like, I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand this
Doctor Strange.
If I see the idea of a tweet
you're
that is
saying you're
just
Doctor
sort of
Strange when you see a movie poster?
Yeah, I look at a movie poster and I'm like, I get it. I'm Doctor Strange.
Sorry, Lily.
No, I don't care.
We hate to talk over you,
no,
Lauren.
You,
we
no,
hate
you
it.
Don't. No, you
we
don't.
We cannot start
it.
Apologizing to each
don't
other.
Don't even bother. Who gives a fuck?
Who gives one?
Who gives a flying?
A tiny little
Could you crackle
fuck?
Your bottle more into the microphone? That was great.
Welcome to Threedom. I'm Paul.
Hi, it's raining.
Hi, it's raining. That's what you say when you
it's
wake up.
It's raining a roaring fire?
Hi, it's raining.
Oh my God. This is fire's raining down from
is,
the heavens.
This is Scott waking up on a rainy day next to up. He's just sitting there for a long time. She finally opens her eyes and he goes, hi, it's raining.
Hi, it's raining.
Speaking of sleeps.
Yes.
Lately.
Did you get some?
Tell me.
I slept.
Oh my God, wait.
I slept horribly last
before
night.
Before you even get into your story and before I hear about that, what happened with your sleep study? Did they ever give you results?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Between the time I booked the sleep study and the time the sleep study actually happened, I lost a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. And so I was no longer having the issues that I was having, which I kind of knew as I got there at 10 p.m. And he's putting the stickers on
and
me.
And you're like, this is the weirdest room I've ever been in.
Yeah, I was like,
so
my,
did you
my
say
sleep
like,
has actually been okay lately.
Yeah.
Oh, and was he like, get out of here, you nut.
No,
he,
I said that internally to my mind.
Oh, so you took
I said it to my mind.
So you think you might as well see what happens.
I did the sleep study. It was fine. I had
like,
no
you
issues.
You were like asleep the whole time.
They were like, so you're just one of those creeps who wants to come be watched.
And woke
and
up at 5
a.m. have me jerk off while I watch you. Wait a minute. Why were you jerking off?
Okay, wait. And so you slept horribly last night. And also, what about sleep?
I've been waking up in the middle of the night lately because my house is on fire. I will be having a dream, and then I will start talking in my sleep. Yeah. But like,
I know the secrets that you keep.
It's a weird when I'm talking in my sleep.
Yeah, I know them. That's such a funny idea to me.
Secrets. First of all, I wouldn't tell the person. I'd be like,
I know the secret.
I know. That's why it would make some secret. But the fact that when you're talking in your sleep,
oh, wait,
like you're
I
like,
hear the secrets that you keep.
Yeah, I hear
the secrets that you keep. Bam, bam.
When you're talking in your sleep,
three.
Bed and I go to sleep,
Betty Woozy, Betty Boy,
Betty my tiny little baby sleep.
I love songs like that have a sort of nursery rhyme cadence.
I just got another text from Kevin. That is song two? No, song two is ding 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 ding.
That's a good song. Yeah. If also, Crumbelievable is a good song.
Yeah.
You're Crumbelievable.
I love thinking of a band like that when that gets licensed and they're like, okay.
You know, you just go, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, they're all like 20-year-olds when that came out.
Yeah. Okay, wait. So, I'm Pauly Shore.
I don't.
It's free money, Weasel.
The Weasel. The Pauly Shore.
And Cinnamon.
Cinemax.
You couldn't stop waking up.
Baby.
I wake up speaking. No. I'm like saying a thing. But here's the weird part is like, and like sometimes I'll like sit up. Like I'm like, it's like I'm living the dream in real life.
Yeah.
And I'll say something, but I'm weirdly immediately conscious that I am in my bedroom and Janie is there sleeping. And so I speak out loud, but I do it in like a quiet voice.
What did you say?
And then I sort of wake up all the way.
Oh.
Well, it'll just be, it's mundane things. It's like I'm talking to somebody in the dream.
With the pickles in the jar.
And then I'll wait. That's not mundane to me. Those pickles need to be in that jar.
The door is locked.
Yeah. It's like shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, thank you for coming. I'll see you later. Like, whatever.
That's what you say to Janie after sex.
Thank you.
Scott,
I'll see you later.
I do say I'll see you later. I say that to her every time.
I'll see you later.
I'll see you later.
Oh my God. Can we talk about the show last night?
Yes. Last night I met someone I hadn't met before. Okay. Competitive.
I knew he was going to say this. I get very competitive. We did a show called Comedian Feud, which was Family Feud with teams of comedians. I love games and I do get very competitive. And I think that's the fun of games, personally.
Oh, I think the games are just fun.
Oh, I knew Paul was getting annoyed by me.
I was not annoyed.
You were
annoyed? Never annoyed.
Okay,
no.
Good.
I kind of, because you displayed it early on, like backstage.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it was fun watching you try to not appear competitive. Like you would, like on you were trying to control your face.
I did try to pull it back a few times because I want everyone to be competitive. I like the energy when people are all wanting to win. But then
when you're doing a comedy show, like we found this out with the match game stuff we were doing. When you're doing the comedy show, like, 3/4 of the comedians will not care at all and only care about if they're getting laughs. They won't care about gameplay.
I felt like everybody cared. I felt like people were trying.
People didn't want to win, but I have many examples in my life of getting very competitive, especially with people I don't really know, and then it's like too much. I think it's really fun, but I later will wonder, oh, did they think that was annoying? Because I don't care in the moment, and I just like having fun. And to me, that is like the joy of the game is like, I want to beat you.
Right. Yeah. Colette makes fun of me for the way I play. What is it called? The
Exploding Kittens?
No, that's just fun. But what's the one where, there's a murderer?
Oh, Mafia.
Yeah, Mafia. Yeah. Because, like, I'm super competitive to the point where if I'm not Mafia, I will say, look, here's the thing. I'm never going to lie to you. I am not Mafia. And if I am Mafia, I promise to say I'm Mafia. And then I'll actually do it when I'm Mafia. I'll go,
oh,
guys,
I think
I got
you
Mafia.
Did when we were in Hawaii.
Nora did it for sure.
Oh, yeah.
That was
Nora
so funny.
And I are both very competitive.
Nora did not seem to be competitive. She was like once out of the game.
My thing is I'd rather, like, I get so competitive, I'll just like lie to take everyone down. Like in a game like that, like I'm like, I know that he's in the mafia because I saw this, and it's like not true at all. Like, I'll just like.
There really is nothing more satisfying than
I saw him open his eyes.
when you elude being named mafia and you've been mafia the whole time and everyone always votes each other out. There's nothing more satisfying.
There's nothing like it, folks.
I discovered on that trip that I like to be the narrator of the thing. It's really fun.
You're good at that.
I think it's really fun, but also to watch it being played is more fun to me than playing.
Oh, that makes total sense. Yeah. And then you have the bird's eye view of who's what and what.
Like,
happens.
I kind of like when I get eliminated early and then I can watch everybody else and I have the knowledge of what it is, of who's who. It's fun.
Can we talk about some of the answers on Family Feud? Because Family Feud is like the funniest show in like the... They poll 100 people and get the most popular answers, and the answers are always so weird. Mm-hmm. But also what's funny is that sometimes the answer has only been said by 4 people or something.
Yes,
it's like, well, that's not really an answer. Yeah. But the question, well, there were a couple that I thought were really fun. One was, what's something you don't want to find in your lover or your spouse's pocket?
Poop.
Well, okay.
Not on there. Huh. Which is weird because I would not like that.
What's your next guess? If you had to guess the number one
like
thing,
condom.
Yeah, that was number
condom
one,
was up there.
Which I did guess.
Yeah.
Condom phone number.
Which I did guess. It was the number one answer.
Someone else's phone number.
Yep, that was up
that
there.
That was up there.
I guess that. That was the number two answer.
Yeah, there you go. And that's great.
Pocket rocket.
It's worth saying.
Pocket rocket.
Oh, excuse you? But then there were some that were like so weird. Like, so Stephanie Allen was on my team and she's so funny. And she always has always has a different perspective on things than anyone else. And you never know what she's going to say. That's why I think she's like one of the funniest people. But in the game, so then it was her turn and she's like, trash gum wrappers. She was like gum wrappers. Tissue, paper.
Then they said you have to get more specific, and she went any kind of trash.
Yeah.
That's even less specific.
And then on the
you're widening out. Now.
Yeah,
and that didn't count. They got an X. But then on the leaderboard or whatever it's called, scoreboard, there was a category that basically it was like used tissue or something. Which I was like, why
so
don't
she
you want to?
Tissue?
No, she didn't say tissue. Something? I fucked up. Yeah. But why
you fucked up?
Why would someone not want to find a used? I mean, it's like, I guess it's annoying in the laundry.
Well,
I guess it's just gross.
It's like used as a condom.
Yeah. No. Or
or a jizz rag.
No. I think.
But why are you going
through
people's pockets?
That person is like, you know, imagining a universe where they're going through people's pockets to take stuff out of there to put it in the laundry or something like that. And it's like, oh God, I got a gross like used tissue
a
on my
tissue.
Hand.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's just people interpreting the question.
Then later, my team played against an audience team, and the question
we were
was,
busy being loud backstage during that portion.
Yeah, which I'm sure was actually more fun, possibly.
It was a lot of fun, but I was kind of thinking while we were back there, like, I bet they can hear us.
I
out
actually
there.
Didn't notice that.
Janie in the audience said we could hear you guys.
Oh, well, I didn't notice it. I was too busy focusing on the game, but the team,
and losing to the audience.
I did lose. That time I did. But the question was, what's something you say to your lover that you also say to your dog?
Sit, kneel. Open your mouth.
I'll see you later.
Say thanks for coming.
I want to
see you later.
Well, the guy on the other team was the first one to guess, and he said, good girl. And then that was number one, good girl slash good boy.
Okay.
And then our team said, come, and it was on there. I was like, this is sick.
This is sickness. What is this?
But you know, River Butcher made an interesting point, which I'd never thought about it this way before, that the poll might not be, I'm going to ask you a question. You just give me the answer that comes to your mind. It might be like a multiple choice thing where they write down a bunch of things and then say, which of these do you think is?
I don't think so.
I think it's
because some of these things are fucking weird.
Because you know why it doesn't add up to 100 all the time is because like they don't accept any answers. That's just like either one or two people saying something. Mm-hmm. So there are, there are times when someone just says like one person says something crazy and they don't put it.
Yeah.
So that's why I believe it's not multiple choice.
But okay. So like for the, what don't you want to find in people? But the dog thing, Nobody's saying good girl.
I think 100 people good say girl. That when they fuck.
Good girl.
Good girl. Good boy. Good girl.
But the,
you want a treat?
That was on there too. It said want treat.
No one says
said,
that.
Oh, by the way, it said hungry / want treat question mark.
That's fucking ridiculous.
The other thing they do is if there are enough similar ones, they combine them into one thing. Yeah. So it's not the wording. Yeah.
But I mean, it's like asking your partner if they're hungry is not the same thing as asking a dog if they want a treat.
But it's the
but if your partner's wearing a collar and a leash and you only see them out of a bowl.
Keep talking.
Well, also, you want a treat is sometimes you can say it like dessert. Like, hey, you want a treat tonight?
No.
It's not. No one has ever said that.
I don't think people are saying that to other human beings.
Do you want a treat? I'm going to say it every day to cool
I go,
up now.
One,
to make it true?
No,
my theory.
And then you will crumble to dust.
I go like this. Want treat? Want treat? That's what I
hungry?
Say. Hungry?
Hungry? Want treat?
One treat?
What were the other ones?
Oh, like the dogs that they step on the little buttons to
go to bed?
Say things?
One was I love you and one was you're so cute.
Go to bed.
Those are the only two that work.
Those make sense, yeah.
Go to bed.
Go to bed.
We go say to
that.
Bed!
We say that. I mean, not. I don't say it all that much to cool off.
But you say go to bed.
Go to bed.
You're tired. You're tired and you're not having
we
fun
say to
anymore.
Our dogs. You want to go outside? You want to go outside and pee?
That's what you say?
No, I'm asking you right now.
Oh, yeah.
You want to go to the park?
Together?
Do you want to go to the park? Yeah, that's something that you say to both.
Absolutely.
I always go to the park? Say it to, I always say these things
But then
to
I
both.
Take Jamie to the vet. And they chop off her balls.
good stuff.
Anyway, it was really fun.
It was really fun.
And
I could have played that.
Great. I could have played all night.
Yeah, Jaquise Neal, who hosted and put it together, he's terrific. Lauren and I got to assemble our teams. I had Beth Stelling, Otsko, Solomon Giorgio, River Butcher, and that's it because I'm the number five. I was panicking that I forgot somebody.
And I had Joey Greer, Stephanie Allen, Arden Marine, and Lauren Ashley Smith. And it was a very, very fun.
Yeah, it was a fun group of people.
It was a great group. And I also, you mentioned that Solomon said we should be playing.
Yeah, we should be doing stuff like this more. Like comedians should be doing more stuff like this.
The only thing is it was very involved. Like I was like, there was a lot of preparation for this game.
Well, the match game stuff we used to do, it was very involved. Jimmy had to do the brunt of the work. Jimmy Pardo hosted, but also
it's always somebody's got to do that, but not us.
As long as I don't have to do it, I want to show up.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure,
I think we should be doing it all the time and somebody should be responsible for it.
We should do Comedian Jeopardy.
Interesting.
They would really have to dumb down the questions, wouldn't they?
Yeah, for you, I guess. But I mean, no, because you probably want the questions to be able to be setups for like jokes a bit more too, because it have to be funny.
Yeah.
Like you'd have to blow some of your answers on joking.
What are the games that would be best suited to comedy? This I thought was good, Family Feud, because there's room around Hollywood Squares, of course.
the way
I don't want to build that set though.
Family Feud is so funny with like how you're getting ready to say your answer and the answers are dumb. So it's like, that's naturally funny. Yeah. And then you can riff off of that.
There's a lot of room around the gameplay to have
fun. Hollywood Squares and Match Game are both the same where you can say a joke answer first and then go, no, my real answer is right, you know, to help the person.
We should
win.
Do Hollywood Squares. And then how do we get in squares?
We could do it at my place where everyone just like it's three stories and everyone just yells out one window.
That sounds cute. That actually would be really fun.
Do you know what? We should market this. And if you want us to come to your house, if you have a house that's appropriate for this, we will come to your house.
If you have a three-story house
with
nine windows. Or a garage can be one of them.
Or no, the outside. You could sit on the
floor.
You could sit on the ground outside and then two windows above.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They just have to be higher than someone sitting down.
That's right.
If you want us to come, we'll do it for free.
Look, we'll travel anywhere for free.
We'll pay for travel.
Of course.
On that set, where was the host and the contestants? They were like off to the side.
Yeah.
Were they up? Were they raised up?
A little bit.
Were they like
not,
in the mid level with the middle of the?
No. They were kind of level with the bottom level.
Hmm. Wild.
Wild stuff.
When I think about it, it makes me crazy.
That is
it would
crazy.
Be very strange if they were as high as the top level.
Yeah.
Looking down at people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's
Great.
Okay. Let's do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Shark. Actually, I recently played $100,000 Pyramid, which will be airing at some point.
Yes, I'm so jealous because that's the one show that I've wanted to go on forever, and they ask you, and they never ask me because I am not in movies.
I feel like that one could be very easy.
But I was
going to
say that one could work because it's like you just need the titles of the thing.
Yeah.
Someone could easily make that.
We have the board game too that we would do. Oh, it with. Yeah, the home game as they used to call it.
But I feel like you need the screen with the thing so that the audience can watch the titles, and then when you're playing the game and they can only see one side, you know.
Yeah, and you need somebody going, huh.
What is that?
That's the time ticking down.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, can you be the clock?
I thought that was a famous clip from $100,000 of someone giving a clue, just going, huh? Yeah. I was like, I don't know this reference, but I'm enjoying it.
For every category.
Noises.
I would like to watch you do that, though, very seriously.
Would you be able to not laugh? Yeah.
Cool. That's impressive. I wouldn't.
My Jimmy Pardo and I used to... Pardo and I used to tape the Pyramid, and then he would face
tape the Pyramid.
I thought your hand was Kevin's hand.
Jimmy don't like it.
And he would have his back to the TV, and I would have it on mute, and I would like do the clues one at a time, and try to
fun.
And we would just practice for the day that we ended up on Pyramid, and neither of us.
Well, because when you do it, they do a practice round with you in like a little room beforehand, and that was so fun.
How little?
Oh, it was really.
It's at the airport, right? Like where they interrogate people.
Yeah, I kept saying like, this is a game show, right?
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Can I put my clothes back on?
Things I want to put back on. My clothes.
I'll wear clothes for the actual show, right?
Oh, good stuff. I can't wait to see you on the Pyramid. You've been on Millionaire. I would love to do that. You've been on Pyramid.
I've been on Pyramid.
I literally said to my agent when I got off the Comedy Bang Bang TV show, they were
Hollywood
like, okay,
game night.
You're finally available to do stuff. What kind of TV shows do you want to do? I said, can you just get me on Pyramid?
Yeah. Get on. Did.
No, I can't get on.
All right, I'm sorry.
Who hosts it? Oh, Michael Strahan, you said.
Yeah, he was great. He's very nice. And I was thinking, like, he's a host on, like, he was on Kelly and Michael for a while. And I'm like, that prepares you for anything.
Yeah, you can roll with anything.
I mean,
you
really
can deal with that shit.
Because you're talking live on TV every morning.
About nothing.
To the most boring people.
You know what? So sue me. I enjoy that kind
sue
of program.
Me, sue
I'll
me.
I'll see you in court. Your Honor.
You can't wait for discovery, can you, Paul?
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
All the secrets that you keep.
Is anybody watching the Staircase?
I haven't started yet, but I'm really excited. My friend did makeup on it.
I've never seen the original either.
Honestly.
Oh, I'm going to check out that makeup.
Yeah.
Skip the fucking thing and just watch the original.
Watch the original, yeah.
Yeah. Nothing is more compelling than that.
Well,
nothing you haven't seen the more original? Compelling.
Guess what he told me.
You have to watch that. But I do want to watch the show because I think I haven't watched the original in a long time, so I'm excited.
Yeah.
Been a long time,
The docuseries is so good.
It's so good. Colin Firth is doing a better job than I thought he would.
Right?
What?
I think they put it on Netflix.
HBO Max.
Whatever, man. It's available is what I'm trying to
say. Whatever, man.
Can I say this? This came up last night. The gall of them to make that Joe versus Carol thing when it's like...
So wait, he fights a volcano and then Carol?
Yeah. Spoiler, he wins against
the
volcano.
The TV show about the thing?
Yeah, the dramatization of it.
Oh, no one watched it.
It's like, what were you guys thinking?
They greenlit it when it was everyone was talking about that for that month.
Yeah, it came out, right? Or they started making it right when it was
super
popular.
We all watched it, then we all regretted watching it, and we agreed we would not talk about it again.
The one I liked, though, was all I can think of was Dragon Ball Z. What's the skateboarding one?
Dragon Ball Z.
What is it?
Dogtown and Z-Boys?
Dogtown and Z-Boys. I saw the fictionalized version of that first and thought it was great, and then went back and watched the documentary and thought that was great too, and I was like, they're equally good. But then people who did the reverse were like, what's the point of this?
That's kind of the camp that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
That now
you're so camp.
I am so camp. The definition of camp is c'est moi. the trend of them just making a dramatized version of all these true crime things just feels like it's not what I don't
get
what we're
doing. It's
fun to
see people dress up, though, isn't it?
I think that's worn off for me anyway.
Really?
It's like the novelty of seeing people play these real life people is like, I'm over it.
What about Sinatra in The Offer?
I'm actually enjoying the offer. I'm enjoying the offer.
I caught up on it. Paul and I were texting because I knew he was watching it, and I was 20 minutes in going, this is terrible, right? And Paul was like, no, I like it. So I kept it. And,
I haven't seen that.
But the Sinatra guy is ludicrous.
There are so many people in this thing that were in Band of Brothers that it has to be intentional.
Okay,
it
has to be.
It has to be intentional. Couldn't they have gotten Connor Ratliff in there?
Connell Ratliff. Hey, I'm Sinatra. Get out of here. I don't like you making this movie about me, chum.
That was a really good impression.
That's of the guy on The Offer.
Oh, I thought it
is.
Was Connor if he was on the show.
No.
I didn't know where it was coming from.
Yeah, they should have had Connor Ratliff as Sinatra. He has blue eyes.
It would have been exactly like the guy
from
they have.
From dead eyes to blue eyes.
Oh, God. We have to take a break. We'll be right back.
I don't care.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
And we're back.
We're back talking about secrets. By the way,
we've talked about recurring dreams before, right?
Yes. I've been having those. Again, the same house that I'm trying to flip and all that.
I've been having them lately about... before I learned to drive, I rode my bike all over LA.
Yeah.
And I had
a classic story of you riding on the sidewalk.
Yes. And I had a basket with a dog in it.
Right.
What was the story again? You almost hit someone.
We've already told the story.
On this podcast?
Yes, we have.
Tell it to me again. I want to hear it, Dad.
Tell it again.
We love it.
I was riding my bicycle.
I was riding my bicycle in the street.
When this story happened to me. When I saw an old man's feet.
Am I the old man? You look down for the first time.
My feet. Oh, no, those are mine.
Hey, my feet.
Of course, I ride my bike barefoot. Famous for it.
That hurts.
Do you ever have to move your car and you don't put shoes on? And it feels very weird.
You ever do an errand without shoes?
That's illegal.
Where are you just going? Are you just living the beach?
Just to pick something up at someone's house or something like that, and you're just driving a mile
that's
or whatever.
That's too far to go.
That's honestly crazy.
That's too far to go.
Because I always think about it because I'm like, even if I'm just wearing sandals, I'm like, what if I get arrested for whatever
sandals
reason? Then I have to go to jail with sandals.
No shoes.
Have you ever left the house without your driver's license? And it feels very dangerous.
I always feel like it's crazy. And I feel like Mike's always like, oh, it's not that weird. And I'm like, no, that's this is going to be the time when you.
I mean,
I didn't have one
for years.
This is the thing that says you're allowed to do this.
You'd just be like, oh yeah, I don't have it on me. They go, you carry, get it next time. So yeah, it's
wow. I always feel like
we
to.
Are all white here, so
yeah,
this is a warning.
So
stay in your car. Put your hands anywhere you like.
So you were
riding a bike. You saw some guy.
No.
I saw a guy with little feet.
When I was riding down the street.
I was on Franklin. I was headed towards
Great Street.
The UCB, I think.
Beautiful town.
And as I was pedaling along on the sidewalk, somebody was coming out of a doorway on the street with a little dog, and they I was going a little too fast, and they were coming out very fast.
I'm gonna get you and your little dog.
I fucking slammed on the brakes and slammed it around.
Oh no!
And this
my candy stand.
This it's a fruit stand.
Don't crash into this window.
This
that I'm
young,
carrying.
Those two guys. Oh, they're still mad at me.
Slippery oil. I just spilled it.
So this young woman with her dog, she yelled at me, said, "You're not allowed to drive. You're not allowed to ride your bike on the sidewalk." And I fucking stopped and I said, "You're not allowed to walk around with your dog off the leash." And then she went, "Are you Paul F. Tompkins?"
Oh, right. Yes.
I loved you on Best Week Ever.
See, oh, yes, hi there.
I love this story because I forgot how it went.
Yeah. So that's the last time I'm telling it.
By the way, I thought that you also, like, what I remember from the original telling was that you rode a little bit and then turned around and came back and yelled at her. Was that not the case?
No, I like kept going and then she yelled that and I stopped. And
then you came back to her?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Great.
Well, I didn't turn around, cycle back to her.
Just like use your feet on the sidewalk, like just get your bike forward. Well, you're not like, you have a dog on the leash.
Dog leash.
Get a rope on that dog.
When I see people walking their dog without leash on Franklin and stuff like that.
It's stressful.
It's so stressful. And I was pulling in here just the other day. And I started to make the turn into the parking lot and there was a dog off leash and the dog started coming to the car and I like just put on the brakes.
2 minutes later. Sorry, I was drinking.
Dog on leash. and the owner looked at me like I was crazy for stopping in the middle of the street in case the dog
in the middle of the street.
You know, like,
you don't know what
my dog doesn't do that.
You're crazy for stopping in the street. when my dog is off the leash. We did it. We have to end the podcast right now.
I think that was
goodbye.
Really
we're
good.
Never going to beat it.
Thank
that
you for coming.
Guys, thank you for listening.
Really good.
Oy, 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 wait, what oy. The fuck? Oh, so my recurring dream now.
Yeah. Oh, my fucking good
is that
gracious.
I am, because my bike was only, it was a cruiser bike. It didn't have any speed. So it was really fun to ride around. But when I had to go back home, it was all uphill because I lived in Beechwood Canyon.
So this is your past, my recurring
dream is I am far from home.
Oh.
I have to not only ride
like
my bike home, but it's all uphill and I'm like carrying stuff.
Oh no.
It's incredibly stressful. And then this is a new one that I've been having lately where I'm at a studio, like one of the studios in town, and I can't get out. Like every turn I take is not the exit of the studio. Last night, it was so fucking stressful where there were multiple things stopping me along the way. Like somebody, like I had to fill out some kind of form or something like that.
Yeah,
or like,
but you couldn't remember the numbers, right?
It was maddening. It was maddening.
I've now had two stress dreams about the tour.
That hasn't started yet?
That hasn't started, yes.
Announced it?
One was, yes. And one was, I haven't booked anyone for tonight's show. I have no guests. And then the other one was, oh no, I haven't recorded enough podcasts before I leave.
That's stressful stuff.
That's stressful stuff, man.
And
textbook.
And relatable.
Isn't it relatable to all of you people out there?
Do you have stress, like repetitive stress dreams?
Of course I do. I also often have the actor's nightmare.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
I had a crazy one where it was like basically Hamilton and I was in it and I was like so panicked. And
you know what's weird about when I have that these days is like before it was like, oh shit, I haven't gotten the script yet. Okay, we'll keep the script off stage. I'll go take peeks in between, you know, and now it's just like, I have that dream. Sometimes it's like, oh, the script isn't here. And I go, it'll be fine. Like, I'll just improv around it.
Yeah, that'll be really good in the show. But you feel that way.
But I feel that way in the dream of like, I don't need to stress about
this.
That's
nice. That means something positive, I'm sure. You know? I've been having dreams where they're just so vivid that I want to go back into them. And like today I was zoning out and Mike was like, are you depressed? And I was like, no, I'm actually thinking about my dream and wishing that I was inside it, which maybe is depressing, but it sounds good to me.
That sound horrible.
I just liked my dream.
I hate this reality.
Hey, are you depressed? I saw you looking off into space. Are you depressed?
One of those things you say to your dog and your partner.
And
are you depressed?
But in my dream, I had this like elaborate sort of basement den in my house, and it was like
you gotta
carpeted
build
and like had cool stairs.
This is a sign.
Yeah,
you
know, I need it, and I was just like,
just deep
I liked being in it. And then I was picturing myself being in it.
I had a dream like that where it was a stage that had all this like it had like trees and greenery growing out of it. Mm. And it looked so cool. And I woke up and I was like, I want it to be real so bad.
Yeah. I know. I hate when stuff's not real that you picture in your mind.
I don't like when I make a thing up and it's not real.
I agree.
Yeah.
A lot of people feel that way.
What I noticed this morning trying to get back to sleep is that I can't, if I pretend to be someone else.
I thought you were going to say if I pretend to be asleep. Cool up, senses it.
No, if I pretend, if I'll sit there thinking about things that I'm doing or like things that I'm supposed to do or whatever, I can never get back to sleep because it stresses me out. My heart starts to race. But if I like think of a movie that I saw the night before or something and pretend I'm the person and just even do the scenes that were in the movie, I will suddenly like start to dream and those scenes will blend into dreams and stuff like that. So it's like a way to calm
myself down. It's almost like lucid dreaming, it sounds like.
You could turn the lights on and see if it's real in your dream, you know?
I'm definitely not lucid in it. It's just a way to get me back to sleep where I'm not thinking about myself.
Does heartbreak feel good in a place like that?
It does, yes.
Somehow.
So if I were to pretend to be her and go like, okay, I'm about to film. Oh, you don't know.
What are you talking about?
Are you the person she broke up with?
What? Who?
Nicole Kidman?
What about her?
She's been talking about heartbreak feeling good in theaters.
What?
Got it. I'm caught up.
But if I were to be like, God, I can't, I gotta stop thinking about my own troubles. I'll go like,
what
oh,
is
okay.
That?
I don't know, but it's been something I've been kicking for the last fucking half hour.
It's like a footrest.
Is it a footrest?
Looks like a footrest.
But why would someone want that? I'm curious.
Oh my God. Is this what a squatty potty is?
Anything is a squatty potty if you put your feet up on
a bunch
it.
Of books.
I have a squatty potty and let me just tell you, it's good.
Hey, can I tell you something? Speaking of a bunch of books.
Yeah?
The Bible.
I did it. I found you guys the Book of Lists.
Oh, the Book of Lists. I can't read.
Is this to keep?
I'm sorry they don't have the same cover. No, I bought two of those books. You must give them back
to me. Well, I couldn't tell if they were different.
They're like textbooks.
One seems to be fatter than the other.
I have to distribute these to my other podcasts as well.
This is like the app that Lena Dunham and what's his name tried to start.
Like the what?
There was an app that Lena Dunham and the guy from
BJ Novak
tried to start
where it was lists.
It was called lists. Yes. And you would just do because it's just said like
it was like homework, like a homework
it
application.
Said like,
okay, like 15 most memorable articles ever insured.
This is literally why they made that app. I bet you $1 million.
Now, of course, this is what it
now, of course, I've inscribed these books to you both.
It smells so
you
weird.
Have.
Okay, hold on.
23290.
No, I didn't
Dear
write that.
Dear Lauren, please read every word of this book and think of me with every single word. Love, PFT.
Here's mine. Dear Scott, how are you? Love, PFT.
Associate Editor, Fern Bryant Fadness.
Fern
Assistant
Fadness.
Editors, assistant Editors. Wait, listen. Look at how Elizabeth is spelled. Listen to this. It's really crazy.
Get a load of this.
E-L-I-Z. So far, so good.
Yeah.
E-B-E-T-H-E.
What? Elizabeth?
Why are there so many?
Okay, now, bear in mind, this is 1977. What do you think the most memorable? Memorable? That's not really... What do you think is the most expensive thing ever insured?
Is this Family Feud?
Is it Betty Grable's legs?
There are legs on this list, but that's number four.
I would say...
Legs of Fred Astaire.
The hands. Oh. The hands of...
Laura Mars.
A famous surgeon.
The ass of J-Lo. This is in 1977.
No, they Scott. Knew. Scott.
She was just born and they just
that's said, gross.
Put this ass in bronze.
Hey!
The San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge for $40 million.
Wow. So I'm like, okay, Gene Kelly's 11 Greatest Dancers of the Past. What?
Meaning he picked these dancers?
Yes, okay. I forgot that some of these were like curated by things? Celebrities or whatever. Yeah.
All right, who are...
Now that's cool.
Does Gene Kelly pick these dancers
One
of the past?
One of the most famous dancers in film history, Gene Kelly came off the Broadway stage at 30 to star in such musical hits as Anchors Away, The Pirate, Singing in the Rain, An American in Paris, and Brigadoon. He also directed numerous films, among them Gigio and Hello Dolly. He received, I don't know, G-I-G-O-T.
Gigio.
He received a special Academy Award for his innovative contributions to the dance in movies. 1, Salome. 2, Master Juba. 3, Isadora Duncan. Okay. Four, Nijinsky.
All right, here's a better list. 12 most commonly used words in written English.
The.
Number one with a bullet.
Oh,
with
and
the bullet. Number three.
Is.
Number seven.
R.
Not on the list.
What?
Is what on the list?
One.
What?
What?
Who?
Huh?
What's number two?
Number two is of. And then number four?
I feel like this is making the book sound boring.
And number four is a little word known as
The seven greatest numbers from one to seven. Number one, 38. Four.
18 drinks named after people or peoples.
The Shirley Temple, of course. And the Dirty Shirley is the drink of the summer from what I've
Shirley
heard.
Temple's
I've
not read on that. Here. I did read that
Shirley
as well.
Temple's not on there?
No, no, no.
Tom Collins?
Who the fuck
we
could be on
Tom
there?
We got Tom Collins. Oh, of course, that's number Tom. 18.
Harvey Wallbanger?
Was there a real no. Harvey Wallbanger?
I don't think so.
We got the Alexander. We got the Benedictine. We got the Bloody Mary. We got Bourbon, Bronx Cocktail, Dom Perignon, Gibson, Gimlet, Gin Ricky, Grog, Harvey Wallbanger. Sorry to tell you it wasn't.
Oh,
there.
Wow.
Kickapoo
Joy Juice.
Whoa, that's a fun name. Manhattan Cocktail, Martini, Mickey Finn, Rob Roy, Scotch, and Tom Collins.
Tom Collins is really low
Tom
on the list
Collins.
For a drink that everyone drinks now. Okay, here's 10 tough
yeah,
tongue
but they
twisters.
Didn't know that then.
Other than Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Mm. Whoa.
Number one, the toughest, I guess, or just a 10 tough. The sixth sick sheep's.
You can't even read it. Slow.
The sixth sick sheep's. Why?
I didn't understand. Wait, okay. Can I do one?
This is my book, by the way.
I want, but yours has more fun stuff. Okay. Well, we all know this one. Rubber Baby Buggy Bunkbert.
Robert
who?
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr.
Rubber Baby Buggy Bumpers.
Robert Downey Jr. Baby.
G-Cell Seashells.
I love that cartoon. Oh,
the Robert Downey Jr. Babies.
The
so great.
Where you only see his legs.
The sinking steamer sunk. The sinking steamer sunk.
The stinking rhythm glism.
Toy boat or Troy boat.
Gizzle.
I knew it.
Gizzle.
If a 3-month truce is a truce and a truth, if a 3-month truce is a truce and truth, is the truth of a truce and truth a 3-month truce.
Moses supposes so is Rosa. What page are you on? And let's see if the pages match up.
161. If you stick a stock of liquor in your locker, is it slick to stick a lock upon your stock? Or some joker who is slicker's going to trick you of your liquor if you fail to lock your liquor with a lock?
That one's easy,
wow.
Actually.
That one's pretty easy.
I love that one. I'm going to say that before everything I ever do. Oh, this is shocking. Well, I guess this was 1974, but 10 countries.
10 black people that are okay.
10 countries were the
Sydney
highest.
Sydney Poitier with a bullet.
10 countries one of the were good the ones. Highest percent of men and women lived to be 85 years old.
Oh, I hope it's my country.
You want to hear?
You, oh, sweet land of liberty.
The numbers are crazy low, and it's like for men, they're really low, and for women, they're much higher. So like it says for men, the top city, the top country is Puerto Rico. 21.6% of men live to be 85. But on the women's list, it's all in the 30%, but like only 10% in these men's categories.
Tell us.
Puerto Rico, Iceland, Albania, Sweden, Norway, Netherlands, Denmark, Canada, Israel, Greece. For women, it's Puerto Rico, Canada, Sweden, Netherlands, Norway, France, U.S.,
whoa,
Denmark,
that's too
Bermuda,
low.
Hong Kong.
I want to be 85.
But this is 1974. It's like things have changed so much. I would say the percentage has to be way higher now.
Or higher. Yeah, you're right.
Higher, lower, whatever you want.
Listen to this one. Peter Quinnell's 10 favorite dinner guests from all history.
Who's Peter Quinnell?
Okay, well, they tell us. An eminent English biographer, critic, and poet, Peter Quinnell was educated at Bylaw College, Oxford. He edited Cornhill Magazine and presently
Cornhill Magazine.
Presently joint editor of History Today. His books are read worldwide, among them Byron, The Years of Fame. Blah, blah, blah. So I guess this is like 10 people he just would want to invite to dinner? By the way, this is an exclusive blah, 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 for the Book of Lists.
Was he the guy that invented this concept of, of 10 who, people who from history?
But listen to who number one is. John Wilkes.
Not the guy you're thinking of.
Just oh, okay. Guy.
Who, it's just a different guy?
Wait, King Henry so. VIII's second wife, Anne Boleyn, had three breasts. And oh, wore long so sleeves to hide her six fingers.
I wish I had two dicks for those three breasts.
Ew.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck? I did see.
Why the fuck didn't I say
the
that?
The six.
You saw what?
The six on Broadway. That's like about Henry VIII's
oh, cool.
six wives.
Whoa.
And they're like, the premise is that they're all pop stars and they're like competing to be like the number Whoa. One pop star or whatever. And they just sing their story about their like, their peril with him or whatever. And it was really fun. But Anne Boleyn or whatever was in that.
Well, I saw Ghost.
But they didn't mention her three tits or six fingers, I don't think so.
They should have.
Yeah.
I saw Ghost, which features the song I'm Henry VIII, I Am.
Yes.
And he sang it six times.
Interesting.
I think.
That's a sign.
Sign everywhere a sign.
Yes.
Remember the movie Signs and how stupid it was? But it was a big hit.
Signs.
I mean, I thought it was all right. I mean, the whole water thing is so dumb.
It's also, he just ripped off A Prayer for Owen Meany, which yes. I will never stop saying.
And then he also, his previous movie was all about a guy whose water was the weakness. So it's like this guy, Unbreakable.
Was the weakness.
Anytime Bruce Willis fell in a pool, he was like,
I don't remember anything about that movie.
So it's like,
except the ending.
What the fuck does this guy have against water? If you're listening out there, M. Night, tell us why you hate water.
We'd like to know.
It's just a couple of molecules of hydrogen.
Takes place on a beach.
This dude.
I haven't seen that one.
I haven't seen it.
It's kind of worth seeing. If you're on, next time you're on a plane, look for it. That's where I saw it.
We might do it for Scott hasn't seen. We've talked about it.
I'm so sorry for you.
I know.
It really sucks.
I've got to watch a terrible movie tonight.
Oh boy. Which one? Can you say?
I can't say because it's down the line a bit. I'm trying
put
to
put it in the chat.
I'll put it in the chat.
Boom, boom, boom. Oh yeah.
My name's Ferris. My name's Bueller. I'm the guy, and I don't go to school. I go out and I do what I want. I ride in a car that's not my dad's. I will do anything with my girlfriend. Her name's Sloan, and yes, she's my girlfriend. I'm Mr. Rooney. I'm the king of the hot dog, king of Chicago. Time to go to school tomorrow. I'm sick again.
My name's Cameron. I'm depressed. I guess I gotta get dressed. I'll wear my hockey jersey as we go to the museum. I like to see some paintings, and that's the place you see them. I think Ferris is a very good guy, but I sometimes doubt. Does he have eye in mind for good things? I don't know. The car is going through the window. My dad, he's gonna be mad. I probably killed myself if you saw the sequel to Ferris Bueller's Day Off in the Future. Succession.
Boom, boom, boom.
I think that your rapping was better than mine, if that's possible.
I thought yours was better than mine.
No.
But I felt really confident today in a way that I never do.
Yeah. Remember the rap? Remember the rap you did for the Ferns audition?
I love that for you.
Oh my God, I think I was rapping about Trump.
You were rapping about Trump and you couldn't get one line out without laughing.
So I got the part.
And Zach was like, I love it.
God, I wish I'd gotten an audition. I would have laughed all the way through it.
All right, we have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Bye.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Hey, we're back, and guys, our good friend KP, Kitchen Patrol himself.
Okay, this guy's been on thin ice.
Yeah, this guy's been on our ass for the past...
He's been on our ass and our shit list.
And thin ice, all three. It's like when you go to Four Corners and you try to get One hand and one foot in each of the states.
Yeah, you try to get one hand and one foot.
Anyway, it's time for a three-cher.
It is. A three-cher is a segment where we do at the end.
And this is KP. Okay, so KP, look, if this is your first episode, welcome. We love you. We love all Freedom listeners.
Obviously, new, KP, old. Yes. But if you're new to the show, KP is a new beloved human character. Hey, happy birthday.
Yeah. What are these? Do you think
you made a great choice.
Start listening to this episode. They never heard one. They just put this on.
Every episode is someone's first and last.
Oh. They don't know it's their last until they realize they haven't listened in a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they don't know it's their last because they're going to die.
That's pretty much the only way that someone could stop listening to this podcast. But
we should do a remake of The Ring or whatever it was, where it's the videotape that makes people, but it's a podcast.
A ring make?
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, and it's like three white guys talking.
Can I ask, why did the videotape even have to have anything on it?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? If the act of watching it was what cursed you, why didn't it just have a still frame that said, you're cursed?
Yeah, or like a guy sitting down in front of the camera going, hey, if you're watching this.
What were the images? It was like...
It was like a little girl in a well or something. Oh, wait, wasn't
if
it?
If you're watching this, you're cursed.
Work the shaft.
Slip and knees from the head of the
Wasn't it clues as to what they had to solve in order to get out of the precarious situation they were in?
I don't remember. I just remember she crawled out of the TV and it was scary because you're not supposed to be able to do that.
Well. It's really scary.
There was a well.
I don't like that.
You don't like crawling out of the TV?
It scares moi.
Why don't you crawl out of the TV and see how just fun it is?
Okay, I'll try.
What
right now?
Crawled into your TV and died?
Bow, bow, bow. Bow,
bow. Anyway, so KP has just, look, if this is your first episode, it's so hard to explain KP.
Yeah, there's so much lore.
go back. You got to start from the beginning.
Yeah, start from episode.
Even though we didn't talk
about episode one,
we didn't talk about him until two episodes ago.
No, but it sets it up. I feel like
yeah,
it all leads up to who KP is and why he is.
Yeah,
but if you don't care, that's also fine.
That's totally fine because we'll catch you up right now. KP's some dude.
Hey, guess what? If you shut this off right now and never listen again, I don't give a fuck.
Hey, it doesn't affect
me. It'll hurt your feelings.
So. Yeah. Just don't tell us.
Paul's lying. So KP sent us this.
I lie.
KP sent us something for our three-cher file. A submission of
which is like the X-Files, but not scary.
Yeah, although it's like one of the funny episodes of the X-Files.
Yeah, exactly.
Like one that who wrote those?
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Yeah, the Charles Nelson Reilly one. Yeah,
Jose Chung from Outer Space.
Yeah, exactly. So he sent a three-cher to us, and we thought we were reading KP's, but we were reading someone else's, and then so we fucked over KP hard.
Hard. And it was funny.
It was funny. Yeah. It was so funny how hard he got fucked over.
I feel like I got hung out to dry, actually.
Why?
Like, you guys
did we throw
said,
you under the bus on that one?
Like, not do this. And then I was like saying, we're not going to do it. You're like, yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And I was like, okay, I guess we're doing
You're still
it.
Mad about this.
I'm just bringing it up to explain
is
myself.
Is that your...
Is that you?
The problem is that the three of us never speak off mic. And so this is where we have to sort this stuff out.
We always do, exactly. Yeah.
So anyway, so then the following week we were like, okay, we're going to do KP's. And then we read it and we're like, no, we're not going to do that because it's bad.
No.
But KP will not be deterred.
Because we told KP on that episode, we said, KP, this one needs a little tweak.
Needs a little punch up. So KP, to KP's credit.
KP 2? There's two of them
KP
now?
KP 2.
Oh, no.
Like Gallagher 2.
KP squared?
Yeah. To his credit, KP, does he give his actual name?
Or maybe KP is
KP Thomas. Anyway, so he punched it up. I haven't read this. I just saw he punched it up, and we're going to decide live in the moment whether we're going to do it or not.
Absolutely. Okay? Let's hear it.
Okay, this is Junket. There's a timer set for 3 minutes. An eternity when it comes to stuff like this.
Truly.
Yeah.
Truly.
So
one
we'll see.
Minute is so long.
But we'll see. One player is an aloof Hollywood bad boy / bad girl doing a press junket for their new movie. Then one player is their stressed out publicist. And the third is an entertainment reporter. The actor has a silly rumor going around about them. Example.
Silly rumor.
Tried to grow weed in the jungle at Rainforest Cafe. That would be silly. You're right, KP.
Boy,
you got it. That is silly.
Yeah.
That's decided on ahead of time by the reporter and is only known by the publicist and the reporter. So the actor has no idea what this rumor is. The reporter is slyly trying to get the scoop from the actor, but the publicist is trying to stop them and keep the interview about the movie. The person playing the actor improvises the title, the character, and all the other details of the movie. If the interviewer can slyly get the actor to say the rumor within the 3 minutes, they win the big prize, which of course we got to decide on the big prize. I'll give this book away. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Paul. I'm kidding.
You know what? I think oh my God, he admitted. I think this is a good improvement, but he didn't say what the big prize is. And so I'm saying right now, I don't want to do it.
What if the big prize is we get to meet KP?
No. KP, I never want to meet you. And if you ever try to meet me, it's going to be bad.
Wow. If you ever try to meet me on stage, Chris Rock style or Dave Chappelle style.
What happened? What happened with Dave Chappelle? Somebody rushed him on stage?
Attacked him at the Hollywood Bowl.
With a Hollywood Bowl?
Wasn't that
with
what was?
A gun with a knife on it. A gun replica.
Oh, no, not a knife gun.
Yeah, a knife gun.
Yeah. Shoots darts.
But he didn't get hurt, did he?
Oh, the person who rushed on stage got hurt.
Oh, for sure. No doubt.
I didn't see the clip.
Nor have I.
There was a clip, though, right?
I did.
Yeah.
So do we want to? Just as good as seeing the clip.
Do we want to do this or do we not want to do this?
I think we need. I think
we have to legally.
Legally, week, we though? Have to.
We have to do it this week?
Nope.
Let's just do it. And who's going to be the actor? Who's going
to
be the...
I really feel like the thing to do is to kick this down the road.
Kick the can down the road for KP?
Yeah.
It sucks because you talked a long time telling us how
talked
to play.
Talked a long time. What I think is great is this becomes its own segment before the three
trials. Whether we decide to do KP's thing or not?
Yes, exactly.
All right. We don't have to do KP's thing.
All right. All right, KP, what do you want to do maybe next week.
What do you want to do instead?
I don't know. I was given, it was sent to us here, a physical game.
Wow.
Oh my God.
This was sent to us by someone named Xantor the Magician. And this is a game called Conversation the Game. It's a little pack of cards. Okay. And here's how it works. Okay. Freedom Boys, enclosed is a game I made with my friends called Conversation the Game. The rules are as follows. Every card has a conversational rule that must be followed. Pick a card, set a timer for 2 minutes, again, incredibly long amount of time, and either A, hide it from other players so you follow the rule and they guess your card. Example, Lauren has only asked questions. She's only allowed to speak to other players in the form of a question. When the timer goes off, Scott and Paul try to guess the rule.
Okay.
Okay, I like it.
Tip. If a card looks like it won't be fun, skip it. I like this already.
I like this tip.
Put it at the bottom of the deck for later. Here's another way to play. Put it on your forehead, headbands style. Right. So it's hidden from yourself, but other players follow you.
I like how they
you guess your own
headband
card.
Style. No.
It's H-E-A-D-B-A-N-D-Z and then with a little trademark symbol.
Okay, I like this less.
Example, Paul has flirt. Scott and Laura must flirt with him. When the timer goes off, he guesses his own rule.
That sounds better than the other one. I have to say. Yeah.
Okay.
I like that better. Alrighty. And we don't have to do it in a headband because we don't own any headbands, right?
For added fun, players can look through the deck and assign each other cards.
Okay. Let's try the second one and we'll just put it up to our heads.
Longtime listener, first time writer, love the show, Xantor the Magician.
I
can now crumple this up and throw it away.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, we got this a long time ago, speaking of gifts from listeners, and then the pandemic happened, so we couldn't play games in person. Even when we were in the backyard, we couldn't do it.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Okay, so we're, now you gotta unwrap. Oh, no, they're already unwrapped. Great.
Oh, you got scared.
I previously unwrapped.
Previously on Freedom.
I took the liberty of preparing one of these earlier.
We've never met before. All right, so now are you, put one up to your head.
So I hold it up to my head and then you do the thing leading me into guessing what it is.
Yes.
I think so, yeah. Yes, okay. Do you want to do it to your head first?
No.
Okay, then Lauren will.
I'll do it. You already saw it or no?
I already saw it. You know what? It's not a good one.
Skip it.
It was the first one, and I got excited. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Who's timing it?
Should we do it
for 2 minutes, or should we do it for 1 minute?
Let's do it for two and see how we feel.
Okay.
Don't
hit lap.
I will not hit kulop.
Don't hit lap.
I will not hit kulop.
Don't worry.
All right, ready?
Lap!
All right. We take turns, right?
Yeah, we take turns.
Okay, great. And go.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Where'd you go today?
I don't know. I have amnesia.
When did you get that hat?
Am I a suspect for a murder?
No.
Are you just making a conversation?
So, why are you here today? I mean, we don't usually see you.
I guess I just thought today was the day in my schedule.
Where were you last night?
Am I being interrogated? Am I late?
Okay. I have to ask. What's your mother's maiden name?
Bing Bong?
What's up, Blaine?
What's up, Blaine? What are the last four digits of your social?
2721.
Okay. What's your childhood pet's name?
I forgot my password. Right?
You can fly?
I'm signing up for American Airlines credit card.
No.
What was it?
Take Hold a on. Look at the card.
Sigh heavily once per turn. Okay. This really gives good info as to what it can be.
What right? it can be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
That was fun.
Give me that deck.
Did 2 minutes feel like too long or was
no,
that?
No,
that
was,
I think
good.
That was all right.
Yeah, we don't want to. I would never have gotten that. I didn't really get what yeah. it could be.
I was going to go over the top with sighing. This last time, but I didn't get to it. Just to really try to bring it home. Okay, I'm not supposed to look at it.
No, I was showing you.
I didn't like see it.
Paul
I
was
didn't.
Doing it.
Oh, Paul's doing it.
Oh, I do now.
Oh, got it.
Okay.
Now I do.
So, Paul, I guess what I want to know is, are you happy with your situation?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
It doesn't feel like that to me.
You think I'm unhappy?
I do.
I mean, could you be happier? Yeah, sure.
I don't know. Sometimes when I think about you, I think about what you could be, and I
right.
worry that you're not happy.
I mean, yeah, I think you could be happier, definitely. But
do I think you could be happier? Yes, I do. Do I not think you could be happier?
I don't.
No,
no,
I don't.
I don't think he could be happier.
Oh, you don't think that?
No, I don't.
Because I do. See,
but Paul. What I really wanted you to know
like
when you came
I
out
don't
here.
Have to participate.
What?
Yeah. I like that. I don't
you don't have to.
Have to.
What I really want you to know.
You just need to guess, sweetie pie.
You need to guess what's going on because I brought you here for a certain reason.
I feel like I know what it is.
Okay.
Say it.
Don't make eye contact.
No.
Paul,
it's something else, Paul.
It's definitely something else, and we need you to know what it is.
Is it shake your head every time you talk?
Yes, it is, which doesn't translate on a
I
podcast.
I know, I realized it right when we started. Okay. Let's find one that would work on the pod.
Move your head while you talk, it says.
But we were really going for it.
It was good. It was good.
Okay. Can you read it? Want me to hand it to you?
No, I can.
You squinted.
That's how I read.
Okay.
Isn't it weird how it works?
I can just hold it here.
No, we know.
Honestly, I never thought about this before, but it did help when I squinted to yeah. read that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So
that's
weird.
Called, you can see better.
All right.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Katie and I do that to each other every once in a while. It's always unexpected. It's always funny. One time, oh, my God, this happened over Christmas. I was, we were at her mom's house and I was in the other room and I had to blow my nose. And I'm now at the stage of life where I blow my nose very loudly. and I heard Janie in the other room saying to her mom, "Did you hear that?" And from the other room, I went, "Did you hear that?"
Wow.
All right.
So her mom's really learning what an asshole you are.
Oh, she knew.
She loves me. She loves
me. No, that actually shows how comfortable you are with her. That's
exactly.
Very nice.
I don't give a fuck. I walk around nude in front of her.
That's weird. Okay, you remember?
We're family.
Remember what this is?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Okay, you started the timer.
I have to do that.
So, what did you do right before you fell asleep last night?
I was. I played a little Mario Kart.
Oh, okay. What's the worst thing you've ever done to another human being? I meant to ask you.
Oh. told a white lie to them.
That's crazy. I forgot to ask something too. It's been, I was just wondering like what you jerk off to. I meant to ask you that. Last time I saw you, I forgot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Certain plot lines of Downton Abbey.
Mm. Certain ones. Probably not the newspaper one. That was boring. Lifetime. What have you put in your rectum?
Usually just whatever comes out of it.
You put it, back
right,
back
put it right back in. Yeah.
Because you feel like it fell out.
Sure.
It's like, oh, I might need
this
that.
Is where this belongs.
Yeah.
What was like something when like a time you just really embarrassed yourself? I mean, just tell us about a really embarrassing thing that happened to you that we couldn't stop thinking about.
Well, one time I was walking down a little stoop of three stairs and I tripped on the middle stair and I fell on my little butt.
Hmm. Oh, right. What does Kulop look like naked?
Like, have you ever seen like those Renaissance pictures of beautiful women naked?
No.
So what do you guys do when she's naked?
So is this just asking me embarrassing questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Intrusive questions.
Intrusive. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I also was like, you both were looking up and off to this, to the right before you, and then in the middle would look at me in the eye. So I was like, for a minute, I thought it was that.
Because we were formulating the questions.
Because we were lying.
We're lying. Technically, we're lying, which is creation.
Question. Yeah.
Good stuff. And let's hear that alarm right now.
Ooh, almost hit the post.
Well, that was great.
That was fun. Thank you, Zoltar. Xantar.
Thank you.
Xantor.
So,
you
got to uncrumple.
Uncrumpleleavable.
Thank you.
Oh!
Hickory dickory duck. Thank you again. So Xantor
the magician. Where's Xantor from, I wonder?
The planet Erxkabal?
Okay. thank you for listening, and we're going to go back into our little holes.
Yes, and then
but
six more weeks of winter.
We finally have a phone number, and the phone number is Ha-Ha-La Input.
Ha-Ha-La Input.
That's right, H-A-H-A-L-A Input.
Yeah. It's 424-252-4678. Again, that number is 424-252-4678.
It's better known as Ha-Ha-La Input.
Ha-Ha-La Input.
Why is anyone calling?
And why do we have a phone number?
We forgot the reason we wanted a phone number.
Please don't call us.
We've talked about it so much.
Please. Don't
the last
call.
Thing we want is for you to call that number. Ha-Ha-La Input.
Yeah.
Ha-Ha-La Input. And look, you know, follow us at Freedom USA on all your social media. And
write to us at freedomusa@gmail.com. Maybe people could leave features on the phone number.
I don't know. Why did we even want it? Why did we want this?
I don't remember.
I don't know. But hey, if you want to listen to the archives and to ad-free episodes, head on over to Stitcher Premium or cbbworld.com. And for Lauren and for Paul F. Tompkins, good night, everybody.
Yeah. Good night and see you in the morning.
Good night, Vietnam.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.